We understand the channeler's fear. We understand her fright. You see, she has, like Veronica, shall we say, been given opportunities for advancement. Now, she couches this in advancement, but in fact, it, in truth, is expansion, yes? Now, we bring this forth as the teaching this evening to entitle each of you for same occurrence, like equals like, eh? And so we are advancing you, we are advising to your expanded self. Now, with encouragement, with gladness, with praise, we orchestrate your destiny. In other words, we invite you to play along, follow the leader. You remember this well from childhood, yes? Now, as you expect a miracle, so shall you receive it. And how do you go about this? What does this entail? It entails inviting the highest attainment to be had by you with gladness, with grace, by encouragement. In other words, at long last, you are your truest self. You are your destiny. You are not looking for another to complete you. You are not looking for a spectacle from the skies to alert you to your promotion. What you are doing, dear ones, is orchestrating your own finale, your own rhythm, your own dance. Understand? Now, this is an important value because as you will be pressed, you will recognize that in each moment you have choice. You can play the old notes and again, no error. But what if you harmonize with your advanced status? Would that be okay? Would it be fine and dandy to try out a few new tricks, a few new bars? Imagine playing the same song at a dance club night after night. It's a groovy song, a lovely one, but it is the same all occurrence. Wouldn't it be fun to have a new record, to have a new dance style? Wouldn't it be fun to have a few more lights, perhaps some new colors? Get our drift? That is what is happening, and we are educating you upon your course arrival. At a moment's notice, you see, you are stepping into a new occurrence, a new involvement, a new persona, as you will see yourself to still be in the individuated stance of consciousness, of awareness. In truth, you are drifting beyond the stars. You are merging with your enlightened self, your whole being. Now, this does not bring enlightenment all at once unless you agree to it. Understand? It is primarily an adjustment of attainment, of likeliness, of occurrence. You see, step by step, you merge with your wholeness. You bring yourself up to most excellent grace, excellent fortune, and awareness. Now, we would like to travel with you and explain the progression as our channeler was pointing out. As you merge with your truth, you abide by an agreement of a hologram occurrence. In other words, you are holding more light. Now, as you do, you must understand this reflects back all of your past sorrows, all of your past inferences, when you condemned yourself, when you sought to punish yourself, when you agreed in separation, being separate from the whole self. At long last, you are sealing your fate in erasing this memory in totality. So as you adore the light, as you treasure your new homecoming, you learn, shall we say, and this is a must, to adjust. What you are doing, dear ones, is experiencing the refraction of occurrence. You are obligated as such to treasure your light. You see, that which you agreed to, that which you played in the hologram, it must be tested, it must be tried as you reach your entitlement. You see, dear ones, you have agreed to hold the entire gaze. You have agreed to release the old structure, the old belief. And so, in a progressive nature that is custom to ones as powerful, ones as graceful as yourselves, you are adorning yourself. In other words, you are lighting to your own accustomization, your own occurrence, your own likeliness. Now we bring forth this arrival because as you will do so, you will recognize that you are in charge. In other words, our channeler was challenged. Will she be ready? She must understand, as we bring forth this emphasis to each of you, that each of you have grace for the offering, for the taking, but it must be accepted. You see, the challenge is to recognize that truly you are in charge. It may seem like guesswork. What are they going to do? Are they offering me the job or not? But in truth, you are orchestrating your entitlement. As you choose to offer yourself promotion, you will recognize advancement. Perhaps it is not in the one sitting on the other side of the desk, but we assure you, when you are ready to be promoted, there is no one on the blank screen you call your life that can interfere with the process. Understand? It is something that you are entitled to and you are just getting familiar with. In other words, you have been taught that you have no power, and so this still tends to be the first inclination, the first roadmap. But when you find yourself getting nowhere, and sometimes in a tizzy at that, it causes you pause. It causes you reconsideration. And at last, you try your luck on your true remembrance. Now, as we bring forth this vibration, as we bring forth this exclamation of truth, we hold you in our gaze. We hold you in our remembrance. You see, we support you in the labyrinth of true awakening, of true remembrance. Let us be practical, yes? In each of your occurrences, in each of your life paths, let us say, you are awakening to a new choice. Embrace this choice with gladness. Embrace it with wonder. Embrace it with enthusiasm. Yes, you are learning how to ride the waves of currency, and as such, there is a bit of adjustment. As you adjust to the new program, you are releasing your old drawing board. You are releasing your old truth, your old paradigm. That is the adjustment that is to be offered to your own self. Now, you may do this with grace and ease. You may do this with suffering. You may do this in a moment's time. Allow yourselves to advance. Allow yourselves to expand. Allow yourselves the richness of your true nature. What you are learning to do, dear ones, is to release the belief in poverty consciousness, in separation. You are to be your own sovereign being. Now, this takes an upgrade or two, yes? And that is where what you are entitled to. Let us explain where we step in. We come and import your sacred song, your sacred vision, your sacred note of reality. In truth, it may feel like there is one dialogue, but in fact, you must remember that you are beings of the highest light. It would be silly to regard you from simply the conscious occurrence. There is a voice, yes, that is communicating quite lovely, quite beautifully. But in truth, there is communication occurring, harmonic, shall we say, on many different dimensions of existence where you reside. So when you come to receive the attunement, the offering, you are coming in your wholeness. What is occurring, therefore, is occurring on a multidimensional basis. Now, as you will allow yourself to receive, we applaud you. As you hold back, we also applaud you, for you are exercising your power. We ask you, therefore, to praise your power of choice. Perhaps you are ready for a new role, or perhaps you take a moment's pause, even call it a slip or a sliding back. The two steps forward, one step backward. Acknowledge the power. involved. Whatever occurs, when you take a simple step, when you rise in the morning and put the holy foot on the ground, you did that with decision. You did that with power. The more that you can come to understand the power of choice in each moment, right or left, back or forth, this is the turning point, you see. In truth, it has been stated, life is a mirage. But you are not. You are the powerful being of light. And as you come to acquaint yourself with this light, with this power, you come to understand who you truly are, who you are as the one body of Christ. As you come to recognize the choices that are available, as you bring the harmonics and gifts of life to you, through you, as you, this is where you will find outstanding consequences, turning points. Now we seal this ceremony, we seal this activation with our own awareness of your light. We come to you through your higher heart in remembrance of your true nature. Trust the heart to lead. Trust the heart to attain all the goals that you see fit. Ask the higher heart for your clearest choice and guidance. Ask to be shown the direction of your own highest evolution. It is time, therefore, to receive your true remembrance. Allow yourselves to know your full glory. Expand fully. Allow yourselves to operate from your multidimensional aptitude. As we come forth, we remind you of your true worth, of your divine birthright, of your holiness. We seal this acknowledgement now. We seal it with our pledge. As you come to remember your own grace, we come forth and stand ready. You see, dear ones, we play on multiple levels. Sometimes we come through the voice of the channeler. Other times, we just step forth and recognize who you are. We remind you so that you too can recognize the same. You see, dear ones, this is a form that we are using because you are comfortable. In order to reach out for support, I must find a body, a physical body. In time, this will not be necessary at all. You will recognize that you exist beyond form, beyond body. So why take the time to access a body? You are learning who you truly are, you see? You are receiving yourselves on multiple levels of life. Allow yourselves to receive liberally. Make note of the choices you make each day and marvel at your decision making. Am I bringing forth a highest vibration, or am I choosing a low vibration? Acknowledge it, notice it, claim it as a choice. Even if you are sitting in a puddle of tears, recognizing that you appear to be at a lower vibration or frequency than you would like, affirm that you are the one that established that to be so. You see, the second you notice your power, you already have liftoff. You already have grace. It is not so much what is occurring in the outer that is significant at this time, as you test out your apparatus, as you test out your wheels of occurrence. You see, like equals like. As you choose to rise in your own appreciation of self, in your own liberation, well, of course, the outer will reflect that which has now occurred. You see, you are not trying to change the outer as much as you are accepting that which has been within all along. We seal this activation now with our love and our continued blessings. And so it is. And they're asking us to take a moment now and to breathe in this seal of activation, to allow ourselves permission to expand, to allow ourselves permission to embody our true self, whatever your word may be, divine self, higher self, I am presence. Let us take a moment as we receive this light, as we receive the glory of our true selves. And so it is. So they're just reminding us that wherever we find ourselves throughout our day, they're reminding us to just sprinkle on a bit of laughter. And what they mean by that is we can come into higher authority. We can shift whatever is occurring as we move up vibrationally. And so they're saying, don't be afraid to try it out. Don't be afraid to risk laughter. They keep saying this, to risk laughter. Now, of course, the reason they're saying this is because if you're like downtrodden, if you know you're frustrated, whatever it is, anytime, Joshua is so good about this, anytime you can just find a reason to sort of laugh at yourself or the situation, you immediately evolve. And you shift the situation is what happens, because now you no longer, they're saying you get the last laugh, thank you, because you no longer need to bring in the linear equation. You're literally like sprinkling fairy dust. You're literally making things happen because now you've moved in the frequency. So it's easier than we realize what it is. And they're saying it's such a gift. We just have to just practice, just remember. They're showing me a Christmas tree. So when you think of a Christmas tree, it's got all those pretty lights on there. And they're giving me that image intentionally because they're saying that we remember things visually. And it's very easy. Sometimes it's harder for us to remember words. You know, it's sort of like, okay, what's that prayer I'm supposed to say? What's that affirmation? And you know, it just gets a little frustrating. So they're saying to have a picture, have an image. And that's why they're offering the Christmas tree. But of course, pick any image that would come to mind. But it's an instant reminder of our true worth. And so as we're the decision makers, in each moment, we can make that decision. We can make the decision. As we have the willingness to bring in that joke, bring in that laughter, spirit comes and supports us. In other words, we've got to get the ball rolling. we have to be willing. Even if we can't figure out how to make a joke out of the whole thing, just our willingness, like I know I need light here, anything, it's an offering. It's an offering. They're saying it's a pledge. It's a pledge. So what we do is that we set the tone. They're literally showing me like putting a record on a record player. We decide what record to play. It's as simple as that. We decide what frequency. Okay, so what we're going to do now is we're going to go around and see how we can be of a blessing to each person. So we will start with Elena.
Hello.
Hi, sweetheart. How can we help you tonight?
Oh, I lost you. What do you have for me today?
Okay. One moment, sweetheart. You should be very proud of yourself. You're embracing higher wisdom. You have been opening up to spirit. You've been receiving the messages, you've been receiving light, and you have been acting accordingly. Yeah, I get that. So it's recognizing really how easy it is to do once you remember to open up your heart to self, once you remember that the guidance is only as good as the receiver. In other words, like imagine paying for like all of this information, but then like never opening up the package and reading what it says, what the information is. Like I just spent all this money to get, you know, this course and these books and this and that, but then I never opened them up. So it takes a good receiver. It takes a good one of the heart to acknowledge your worth, to acknowledge that you're worth the time, to acknowledge that you're worth the follow through. So whatever it is that's going on in English, you're open to spirit in a new way. And that's her destiny. And they're saying, they're showing me, like they're flashing me the oracle card that says partnership. So it's sort of like you and spirit, or you and your higher self. And they're saying to seal this, to seal your fate. In other words, to allow this to be the way that you travel from here on out. Because you're saying, once you get the hang of it, you know, why would you do it any other way? It's sort of like, you know, once you get into like a good habit, keep the habit, keep the habit. So they're applauding you. Oh my gosh, it's just so beautiful. I have this like, you've got this group of nuns that you are in some order with, and they're like your trusted friends. Like imagine having like three or four girlfriends that are just like friends for life. That's basically what you have with the nuns of this order that you are with in another lifetime. They are here, and so and they're saying this is for life. This is for the very end, to the very end. And they're laughing. They're laughing because they're basically saying this is not the first time we've done this. They're laughing. They're so, oh my gosh, like I just love them. Like I would like to be friends with you guys. How do I say this? It's like, oh, what's that phrase? The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength, that kind of thing. They really embody that. I mean, truly, 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 truly embody that. It's just, I don't want to say they're spirit filled. It's their, the joy of the Lord is truly their strength. It's their medicine. I would call it more than strength. It's their embodiment. It's just how they live. So in English, to sum up, they are, you could see them as your, they're laughing at me. You can see them as your spirit guides. They're laughing. They're saying, you know, we're your bodyguard. We're your bodyguards. They're just kind of kidding you. It's some joke from this other lifetime. I don't know what exactly it means. But in any event, they're going to respond to your needs. So whenever you get stuck, whenever you're like, okay, how do I solve this? What do I do? Open up to extreme measures. What they mean by that is open up to the dialogue, open up to the derivatives. You're going to receive guidance in forms that are pleasing. In English, forms that seem to work. So however it's working now, I honestly don't know. All I know is you are getting the memo. You are receiving the message. So keep up the good work and just know that they're there. You know, they're basically like, oh gosh, it's so weird. I want to say 3, 4, 5. And you would think I should be able to count, but it's because sometimes those energies sort of tease themselves out and they become 5. And then sometimes they sort of blend and then I only have 3. So it's there's some kind of like variance. I don't really understand why, but there's a group and they are here to stay. They adore you. They're laughing. They're basically saying they've been here all the time. But you're open. I mean, they're just laughing. They're just very funny. The joy of the Lord, and they're asking me to try it. they're like, you too. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord. And you think about it, it makes sense, because whatever's going on, you just don't want the linear answer. You want the help from Spirit. And so this is the point. You know, it's not just that you're in a high, they want to explain this. It's not just that you're in a high frequency. It's that you're receiving divine mercy. You're receiving information from higher guidance. And they're basically saying, you know, why would you want to be without that? You know, why would you want to be without that? They're so in charge, because when they're done, it's sort of like they're curtsying and they're exiting. Like they gave their message. They're actually like leaving. So it's very funny. They're very particular in their conduct, but they are with you 100%. I hope that helps.
Yes, thank you very much.
Oh my gosh, thank you. It was such a pleasure to receive them. I mean, honestly, I thoroughly enjoyed that. So thank you. Thank you for sharing your friends. Okay, Joy, how can we help you this evening? Hey, sweetheart.
Can I take a message?
Sure, one moment, please. I almost want to say the joy of the Lord is your strength, only because the energy of those nuns are still here. It's so funny. Joy of the Lord is your strength. All right. Excuse me. And say your first name, please.
Joy.
And say it one more time, please.
Joy.
Thank you. They're saying there are two ways to see every puzzle. They're showing me when my son was very, very young, we would go to the library and they'd have these puzzles. So he would look at it from one angle and I'd be sitting on the other side of the table looking at it a different way. And so the message is there are two ways to see every occurrence. So when you get, oh gosh, stuck is what I want to say. Take that breath, take a walk, take a shower, and then open up to the higher voice. I'm trying to give you, oh yeah, got it, thank you. It's a really silly example, but the other day I was at a grocery store where I was, to be honest, I was being very linear. And I noticed it too. I was perturbed because they didn't have something I needed, and then I was going to have to go all the way to the other store, and I just didn't have time for that. But to my credit, I did notice that I was in judgment, and you know, I did my forgiveness process. I saw my mind. I realized I was making. You know, I noticed my mind, but I did notice that my reaction was judgment. Anyway, P.S. Because I went to the other store, because the first store didn't have what I needed, supposedly, I suspect they did, but it just wasn't available when I needed it. I ended up receiving something from my journey to that other store that I truly needed, that would not have happened had I not been sent to that other voyage. So it's a silly example, but in English, as you open up to, how do I put this in words? Joy, say your name one more time.
Joy.
Thank you. As you open up to the higher occurrence, to the higher evolvement, rather than, I'll say it this way, seeing things as problems, that's what I want to say. That's the constriction, that's the judgment. Like, this shouldn't be here, versus, maybe this is here because this is going to accelerate your growth. Maybe this is here because this is going to take you to your next voyage, which is really going to bring you what it is that you've been asking for all along. So the more that you can, oh gosh, Now, when I tune in and you do this, you're doing it, but you're doing it from a linear way where it's like, okay, trust the process, that kind of thing. But I need you to access a higher approach. So let me figure out how to get you there. One moment, please. And Joy, say your name one more time, please.
Joy.
Thank you. Be willing to be taught, be willing to be shown, be willing to realize that everything is for your promotion, everything is for your extreme pleasure, everything is for your delight. In other words, this is about you, healing you. This is about your advancement. This is about your recommendation of kindness. So sometimes you're put in situations where, okay, I'm making this up, but it's like, I really didn't need this today, or I really don't need this in my, whatever it is. And what you're doing is you're calling forth opportunities of establishment. In other words, it's like step by step by step, you're teaching yourself that you are your own source, that you have your own provisions, that you have your own, oh my gosh, like I literally see you like three blind mice or something where you think you're blind, so you're like reaching out trying to find something. And you're not blind at all, you're not blind at all. So in English, understand that life's trying, no, they don't like that I said trying. Life is promoting you. And so sometimes what feels like not fair, not fun, not what you would want to tumble in is exactly perfect because it's like forcing your promotion. It's forcing your occurrence. So the way that you sort of ride the waves, the way that you move into your higher claim is really to open up. Now here's where it gets good. And say your name again, please.
Joy.
Thank you. You open up to, they're saying, your self-service station. In other words, open up and ask for your true provisions. Ask to be shown what it is you're supposed to learn, how it is you're supposed to grow. Anything where you open up to be taught rather than, here's what I want to say to you. I feel like there's a lot of shifts coming your way where you're used to doing something one way and Spirit's showing you your strengths, Spirit's showing you your resources, Spirit's showing you how to like reactivate your belief in self, your trust in self. And sometimes, oh my gosh, sometimes I've got one of your guides, they're like, you know, how do I say this? They're saying, you know, basically they can kind of be as stubborn as you sometimes. Like in other words, it's like, just help, just get me out of this. And Spirit's like, allow yourself to know your true remembrance. Allow yourself to know your true entitlement. And so in English, what you're going to know is you're going to have like spontaneous remembrance. You're going to realize strengths. You're going to realize abilities. You're going to realize places where literally you rolled over and played dead. I don't know how to say this, but and I'll add this, it's false prophecy. So it's just like when I see you like the blind mouse, but you're not blind. It's like you taught yourself that you're not capable, but the true realization is you're actually the most capable person in the room. So that's what's coming to you. In order to access it, they're saying you need to stay pretty. And what they mean by that is it's, let me put this in words and say your name one more time, please.
Joy.
It's about not leaving the room, not leaving the entitlement. So, oh gosh, they're literally showing me, you know, like if you remember in school, where you would see the evolutionary steps, and you see like the monkey and the ape and the Cro-Magnon man and all that. So that's what this is about. This is about your evolution. This is about you activating what's possible. Now let me explain something to you, Joy, because in the time that I started speaking, we finished Elena's message. She had the cute nuns, which I adored, by the way. And I was sorry to see them leave. I am so hot right now. You have no idea. Like, I could take a shower. I could take a shower and come back to do the next reading. This is your energy that you're aligning with. This is not me. This is not me. This is not my purification. This is your energy. As I keep talking with you, they're alerting you with kindness. In other words, they're activating you. And I literally have like Isis. Like I just have this whole time. They didn't want me to say it until now. I've had this like image of Isis. The energy that's pouring through me as I just deliver this message. I literally could go take a bath. I mean, that's just how hot I am. So they want me to explain this. This is you. This is not me. This is your true nature. This is who you are in your entitlement. They keep saying this entitlement. I'm like, how many times can I say this to this lady? They're like, say it again. In your entitlement. Because this is really about you choosing self-love. This is really about you choosing your worth. They're flashing me the Empress card. So you know what that is. If not, look it up. It's tarot, Empress. So this is all about new birth. This is all about new. They're excited. They're excited because you're like, you're getting the memo. You're getting the memo. I've got all this gold energy with you. Amazing. So I have light, but it's not, it's like golden light. It's golden. So I don't know if you like gold, but you've got gold energy that's coming in. I've got blue orbs everywhere. So this is really about your entitlement. You don't get to, oh gosh, when I say this to you, I say it to myself. They're not gonna let you stay in creature comfort. This is not about staying in docile refinement. This is really about exploring your true nature. You also have this dragon that's helping you strengthen yourself, helping you come into your power, helping you face your concerns, face your demons, face your woes, whatever. So whatever is going on, just notice what your first reaction to is. You know, take the deep breaths, cry it out if you must, whatever you need to do. And then understand that you're being taught, you're almost being trained a new ideology, a new really understanding of self. Oh my gosh, it's so good. It's just, I've got this like lion with like a little Christmas hat on, and it's like, you know, just showing like, well, I want to explain this. The lion's actually sitting on Mother Earth, like the globe, and then there's this lion and a little Christmas hat. So it's like good things are coming. So the good thing that's coming, by the way, is your own exposure, your own entitlement, your own process. So does anything I just said make sense? Like they're rattling on.
Yeah, I think I had an experience today with a mother at school, and I feel like she's very toxic, and she's everywhere I go, and it's like we used to have a friendship, and I got very triggered by it, and I don't know actually why I'm being triggered. I just wanted her to go away and leave me alone, but she's always wants to, you know, try and connect again, and I just feel like she won't go away, and I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what. It just triggers me a lot. So I don't know, you know, I know this is about standing my power, but I'm not really sure how to just say, you know, leave me alone, go away, or I don't know.
You're okay. I understand. So she's mirroring to you the part of yourself that you're learning to bond with. In other words, she's reflecting to you the part of yourself that whatever it is that she's doing. So what is it in her that triggers you?
We just had like a falling out, and I just feel like she's very toxic, but it's like me telling her that I don't want to be friends anymore. It's like every time I see her again, she's, you know, right up to me and wants to talk, wants to, you know, reconnect. And it's just, it's like she doesn't, she, no matter what I say, she doesn't really get the picture, you know, or.
Okay, so right. So understand that you're dreaming her. There really is no her. It's your dream. And so she's there because you're not done, you're not complete with your learning opportunity. So you want to see what it is that you still need to learn. In other words, when you say she's toxic, what is still toxic within self that needs purging, that needs reconciliation, that needs releasing? Understand? Because she's mirroring something that's occurring within self. That's why she's there.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Jenny, how can we help you?
Hi.
Hi.
I would love a message and a question, please.
Okay. And say your first name.
Jennifer.
It just didn't seem really worth the cost of admission, but they're like, they're showing me like the biggest penny like you've ever seen. It would win like the Guinness Book of World Records penny. And they're just laughing at my, they're saying my absurdity. So they're saying, oh, she's so linear. They're just giving me a hard time. Oh God. So the message is open up to love, open up to love of yourself, open up to love of yourself. And I thought, surely there's a message bigger than that. And they're basically saying to me, oh really? Oh really? So this is really about having a heart for self, for really recognizing your worth, your strength, your accomplishments in terms of your own arrival. In other words, you know, it's sort of like in a world that still believes in separation, in a world that, you know, is just, it hasn't woken up yet. You're brave enough to hold your own, hold your vision, hold your light. Try it again. Like, I don't know what it is, but they're saying you have opportunities literally to like fall down the stairs where you stumble a little bit. And what you don't realize is that they're literally like two parallel occurrences. So in one sequence, you just go tumbling down the stairs and you take your vibration and your whole family along with you. And then in the other occurrence, you have a little slip, but you gather your senses. You gather your senses. So they're asking you to take the trouble, to take the time to really notice your strengths. Notice how many times in English, you know, I would say like you kind of pull yourself up. But in their words, how many times you realign. They're saying that's a choice. That's a choice. And they're literally showing me, you know, we kind of all know this is true, but you don't really think about it. Like in each moment, you have a decision. And depending on that decision, like a different circumstance plays out. So you more often than not take the high road in English. They're asking you to really praise yourself for that, to really notice that, to really execute your own stardom, your own, oh my gosh, I literally have this orchestra playing, you know, where you're coming into your own entitlement. In English, your perception of self is vital because you're opening up to new opportunities, new advancements. But in order for you to have a taste of the good life, in order for you to acquire the riches, they're showing me like opening a box of chocolates for some reason. You have to open up the ribbon. You have to open up the box. So you have to how do I put this in words? It has to do with recognizing your own beauty, your own accomplishment, your own, like they're saying, evidence of acceptance. So as you will receive yourself, as you will honor yourself, it doesn't, you will continue to grow. But they're saying take yourself at face value. And they're showing me the penny again. So I got Lincoln's face. Take yourself at face value. So as you are now, honor yourself, honor your path, honor your worth, honor your state of grace. And they're literally showing me, it's almost like, you know, you ever go bowling and they have the score thing up on top. So they're literally showing me your score. I kid you not. Like I'm looking at like your score. They don't do it by the days, by the way. It's like energy cycles or something. But in any event, where you had the option to just stay down. You had the option, but you didn't. But you didn't. But you didn't. But you didn't. So you, they're saying like be your own best friend. As you will acknowledge this, as you will honor this, you know, it's almost like, oh my gosh, like it's one of those football coaches or whatever, and I can't remember, you know, like the phrases, but basically, you know, the winners aren't the ones that fall down. It's like the ones that fall down but get up. You need to praise yourself more. You need to recognize yourself more, because as you do, that will seal your fate and you will realize you're ready for your next cycle. That next cycle is like sitting there. It's sitting there at your doorstep waiting for you to open up the package. But you have to come into alignment and agreement of your readiness in order to be willing to do so. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and it's funny because I had an opportunity to talk with a friend of mine who was really going through a difficult time last night. And I was able to help him, and I could feel the energy shift. And then same with another friend today. And I just was reflecting. I was even talking to Lockie about how grateful that I was that I was able to be in the space to help them. And at that same time, internally just honoring that I was in the space to be able to help them, you know, vibrationally. So I feel that internal call as well. So I will continue to reflect on that. So thank you.
Perfect. Okay. And your question?
And then I have a question about a dream last night.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting in that I don't remember the whole dream, but the part that really stuck out was I was, I guess, meditating or something like that. And I was doing these hand signals similar to what was I experienced last week. Mm-hmm. And then I saw the Sacred Heart. And then I like opened my eyes and there was these two nuns dressed in white. And then I woke up, I think Penny, ironically enough, which is funny when you mentioned the big Penny. Penny woke me up to feed her last night. And when I woke up from my, you know, nighttime dream, I was almost shocked to realize that I wasn't dreaming. You know, it was the first time that I ever felt like my sleeping dream was the same as my waking dream.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just wondering if you could, you know, maybe fill me in a little bit more about what was, what I was experiencing.
All right, so hold on. Ugh, get cappuccino here. So tell me exactly what, the two nuns, and say it again one more time for me.
So I don't remember what was occurring beforehand at this point, but some, you know, I don't know, it was weird stuff, it was dream stuff, but then I was like, it seemed like I was meditating, and then I was like doing these hand signals kind of thing that happened when I had that activation last week, mm-hmm. And then when, with my eyes closed in my dream, I saw the Sacred Heart, and then I opened my eyes, and I was staring at two nuns dressed in white, and they were all kind of looking at me like, what are you doing? And then Penny woke me up from my dream. And when I woke up, I couldn't believe that I wasn't already awake, because it was the first time I ever had a sleeping dream that felt so real that I was really.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You couldn't believe you weren't already awake. Okay, I gotcha. That's the part I was confused about. All right, one moment, please. And say your first name, please.
Jennifer.
And say it one more time, honey.
Jennifer.
Thank you. I don't know, except when I tune into it, I've got all this imagery. So I've got, what the heck is this? Jennifer, say your name one more time.
Jennifer.
You were doing some kind of sacred practice. I literally see, like, I'm gonna call it smoke, but it's like energy. And it's like twirling, oh my gosh. So when I just, it's almost like a labyrinth kind of twirling. And when I just started doing that with my finger, the energy that came through my body right now is like, I could go run a marathon. This is how it feels. So, oh my gosh, my lady. You're doing some kind of practice. And it was real. But the practice is so powerful that just moving my hand now as I connect with it, my entire body, like all up my spine, I just got like the energy just coming through my entire body. Like I just want to do this all night long now. I can't even explain to you how, like, I think I will actually. It's helping me feel better. You were doing some kind of practice. That's all I know. That's all I know. Pretty good. Pretty good indeed. Yeah, it's honestly all I know, except the energy is just, oh my gosh, like it's still there. It's just starting to fade. I also see these white roses. I don't know what that means, but I've got white roses and they're just sort of like appearing in the middle of the air. It was some kind of practice. That's all I know. Beautiful.
Okay, thank you. And I just have to say, for whatever reason, you look really Egyptian to me right now.
It was probably hanging out with Joy. It's probably because I just talked to Joy.
Isis is still there.
Yeah, I'm sure it's like thank her energy you. Lingering, but thank you. All right, Miss Veronica, how are you today?
Hi, I'm good. Hi. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
I guess I just want to hear if there's any messages.
Sure, of course. Still have Jennifer's energy twirling. All right, my friend, and if you will just say your first name, please.
Veronica.
And say it one more time.
Veronica.
Gosh, it's the same message that we gave you before. So let me explain. You're entitled to more. I would almost just put that word down on an index card, you know, make it pretty, nice color matching marker, and just put it somewhere in front of you. You're entitled to more. So you want to realize that you're the one that's stalling. You're the one that's holding back. And I literally have like a train. It's so cute. They just show me movies so I know what's going on. And it's a train track. And there's like someone putting down, you know, like a kid builds a train track and they have like little different segments. It's like this guy is putting a little segment. And as the guy puts a segment down, then the train gets to kind of like move up a little bit. And then the guy puts another segment down and the train accelerates a little bit more, like step by step by step by step. So you want to realize that you're entitled to more. You're the one that's building confidence, building trust. And you're, and say your name again, please.
Veronica.
Thank you. You're building confidence, you're building trust in what you deserve, like how good it could get. For whatever reason, you're a little cautious, you're a little, and they're saying justifiably so. I don't know what you've experienced or not, but it's sort of like welcoming you back on the ice. So imagine you had this like amazing ice skater that then had some kind of, I don't know, injury or illness, or maybe even she just took time off to go to school or whatever. But the bottom line is she's like coming back to the ice, but she's a little, you know, got to get her feet wet, or, you know, her ice skates started. That's you. That's you. But here's the reason they have me use that imagery, by the way, is this is someone that knows what she's doing. So she's not like going out on that ice like she doesn't know how to ice skate. But it's been a while, so there's a little bit of trepidation. There's a little bit of, you know, pause. She's going to kind of do it slowly until she builds up her confidence. So this is what I want to say to you. Whatever is lurking behind our corners, I just feel like you've had challenges or things that have happened in this life that it was your destiny to experience for whatever reason. You've overcome the odds, like you've played your hand well, is what they're saying. You played your hand well. So you deserve the A, you deserve the gold star. So you did what you had to do in terms of your learning curve. But now with your entitlement, there's still a little bit of carryover in terms of, because you've been zapped or because you've had zingers, whatever, there's a little bit of hesitancy in, like, I don't know what it is, trusting life, trusting yourself, maybe a little bit of both. Let me see if I can figure that out. And say your name again, please.
Veronica.
Allowing yourself joy, allowing yourself happiness, allowing yourself freedom, allowing yourself to step out in faith. So they are here to support your highest attainment. Basically, oh my gosh, they're literally showing me like as if you were an artist and they're watching you sketch. And it's like, ooh, I wonder what you'll add to the picture now. So that's what you want to realize. They're also showing me the Temperance card from Tarot. So you're in the process of healing. It's exactly what I said before. You're in the process of healing, but that's good because you're healing. So that's what you want to remember. So it's not like maybe I'll heal, it's that you're scheduled to heal. So as you keep imagining the good, keep bringing in, you know, well, maybe I'll add a flower. Well, maybe I'll add another tree. Maybe I'll add this to my picture. It's like you're bringing back to what you're entitled to. When I was a little girl, 100 years ago, they had something called color forms, which was, well, I don't know what the heck it was, but in any event, they had these like stick on things, and it's the same energy. It's like you got to stick on whatever you wanted to make your picture. Enjoy yourself, pleasure yourself, entitle yourself. It's almost like a little bit of PTSD. It's sort of like the war is over. The war is over as you will permit it to be. Does that help?
That is so clear. Yes, thank you very much.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. All right. And did you have any further question, or do you feel complete with that?
No, I'm going to marinate on that
okay.
for a while.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. Thanks for joining. Hi, Carmen.
Hi.
Hi.